We're here in the grounds of Farm Lee on a crisp but not cold Saturday afternoon in late October, and there's over 100 Harley Davidson bike owners here, and they're taking part in a relay where they are bringing the ashes of a young girl who died of EB to her home country, Scotland, from here in Ireland. Visiting many countries along the way, these guys have given up their time today to take part in the first leg of that journey. We'll have a word with a couple of the bikers and organisers.
Jimmy Fearon, CEO, Deborah Ireland.
Alex's Journey is what it's called. So one of our parent family has lost a daughter. Alex is her name, and Robin Hood is the father, and Robin is essentially launching this journey. The Harley-Davidson have agreed to take the ashes around the world, because Alex's dream was to see the world, and she died about a year and a half ago, and this is part of the journey. And all the chapters around the world are linking up on this, the Harley-Davidson chapter, so it's very exciting.
So it's going to go through, what, 20, 30, 40 countries?
Absolutely, yeah. So it's very exciting. And then as part of it as well, we're using it as an opportunity to thank all of our supporters for Deborah Ireland, who've been, you know, thanks to them we've achieved what we achieved in terms of building the charity up. We're in a fight that's going to be 15 rounds. We're at round 7, but this is a critical part. So we're just saying thank you for the support we've got to date.
And your fight is with who?
This condition called EB, which is a dreadful genetic skin condition, which results in disability, results in skin as fragile as a butterfly's wings. It results in, at its worst, cancer, an aggressive form of skin cancer. So it's a dreadful condition, and that's who we're fighting every day, and that's who our families are fighting. We've 300 families in Ireland doing the fight, you know.
100 plus bikes here today, more in riders and pillions. It's a tremendous support that they're giving to you.
Absolutely. The Harley-Davidson guys deserve a massive slap in the back, and it's very much appreciated. And they're fundraising for us as well, which is critical, because that's the blood that keeps everything functioning, you know. But it's so we're very, very lucky to have the Harley guys on board, and we're very grateful to them.
Alex's dad, Robin Hood.
My daughter's ashes are starting their journey today and going around the world courtesy of the Harley-Davidson motorbike fraternity. And there's about 2.5 million Harley owners around the world, and there are 47 Deborahs around the world. So Deborah Ireland is initiating the launch of my daughter's ashes. And my daughter knew she was dying, planned her own funeral, and in one of the last conversations I had with her before she died, she said, I wished I could have lived longer to see more of the world. And this is not only helping create awareness to find a cure for this horrific condition, this is also a feel-good factor for a mother and I, that she's, in a way, we're fulfilling her wish.
What's the destination today?
The destination today is that Alex's ashes are going back to Scotland, where she was born. From there, they're going up to Edinburgh Castle to Alex Salmond, who's the First Minister for Scotland, who's a huge supporter of Deborah in Scotland. And from there, then Alex's ashes are going down through England, across to France, and I've got them as far as Germany.
Wonderful. And the link with Ireland to start with is?
Right, the link with Ireland is that my mother's Irish, she's from Waterford. You can tell by my accent I'm English, and I've come to work for Deborah Ireland, and I've been here for 4 months. So it's like coming home.
We're with Lenny Warrens. And you're chiefly responsible for bringing all these guys here today?
Yeah, all this Celtic Thunder chapter are part of the Waterford Harley-Davidson dealership. So we met Robin some months ago on one of our open days, and he told us about Deborah and what he was doing and what he was attempting to do here today. And we all came on board and hopefully helped raise the profile.
There's nothing you like more than taking to the weekend and taking to the road and getting out, but when you can add something to it like what you're adding today, what does that mean for you guys?
Well, the whole weekend now has a purpose, and we've been building up to this for, you know, the last 6 weeks, and it's the highlight of our calendar coming near the end of the year. It's everybody's been focused on it, hence you see the turnout today. And you know, everybody was up and on the road this morning, probably 7 o'clock, you know, organising this. So,
great starting in Ireland, are you guys involved in networking this around the world?
We're involved. It's the Harley-Davidson Hog chapter network, was the owner's group, and every dealership worldwide has a Hog chapter attached. So from Waterford Harley-Davidson, it leaves and it goes to Scotland. The Dunedin chapter are taking it there, and from there it's going down south into the UK. It eventually will cross to the continent, and from there on worldwide.
A man with a very important job, all the way from Scotland in Dublin today, Russ Jameson.
You're taking Alex's ashes back to Scotland. You've come over, what, yesterday, the day before?
Yeah, there's 8 bikes from the Dunedin chapter, from the Edinburgh area in Scotland, came over, 11 people in total, and we're going to be taking Alex's ashes over to Scotland, and then we'll be planning some other activities, events in Scotland and England, and eventually the ashes will be passed on to another chapter.
You're taking it to the First Minister in Edinburgh?
Yes, don't know when it's happening, but yeah, so I've been told.
This is radio, so nobody can see that you guys are in kilts and you've got Scottish flags off the back of the bikes. So how are you mixing with the Irish guys?
Oh, I mean, the Irish, you know, they're our brothers. I mean, the Irish and the Scots, we, you know, we're just one big family, and probably are actually related in some way or another. We've had connections with Celtic Thunder for a long time, and it's two chapters. We support each other in various activities throughout the year.
Does it take much persuading to get you involved in things like this?
No, not at all. No, I've got a personal connection because my wife and my daughter suffer from EB as well. So that's how we got involved with Deborah, the charity, many years ago. So this is just absolutely any opportunity we can help, we'll do it.
Well, thank you very much for your time and effort here today.
Finally, I got to catch up with some bikers there who are from Dublin. This is Derek and Colin.
This is it, this is the end of the journey. We're after coming from the Red Cow there, they get out, we met at the Red Cow, and then have a bit of a thing here, and then head off then for the rest of the day.
How does it work? Do you not let anyone who doesn't have a Harley into the group? Like, is it just this kind of model of bike?
No, well, it's you can change a bike if you want, like, yeah, but like...
You're still in the group then?
You're still in the group, yeah. Like, yeah, it's just a group of lads and a group of girls get together, go for a ride out. There's another one out tomorrow for breast cancer. You know, so like, yeah, so
it's a full-time, part-time job.
Well, yeah, more or less. It keeps me going, like, you know, and the being the little fella as well with me and that, like, you know, so he has a good time as well. And yeah,
how are you doing? Do you like going on the back?
I love it.
What bike have you got?
Harley Davidson Road King.
Road King. Which one is it? Oh, the blue one. Oh, it's a lovely metallic blue. This is radio, so you're gonna have to describe what that bike is versus all the other guys' bikes.
Oh well, that bike, it's a Harley Davidson Road King. It's a 1300. And 40cc engine. It has a customised paint job on it, which means, like, you know, there's no other paint job like that. That was specially done. There's a few bits and bobs on it, like, you know, that you just make it comfortable for yourself, because if you're heading on a long journey, like, you know, you just want to be as comfortable as possible.
And I hazard a guess that costs more than your car, does it?
Oh, definitely.
Yeah. Definitely. What are we talking?
And the insurance is more than the car as well.
Oh, wow. It's not a classic coming under kind of half price insurance, no?
No, nothing like that. Nothing like that, because, like, you know, you have to insure it for the value that it is.
Oh, yeah, right.
Like, you know, and certain models will go up. Like, you know, like anything, like, you know, if it's sought after, the price will go up. If it's not sought after, like, you know, it'll just level out.
How much are we talking? Roughly. In this economy.
In this economy, like, you know, good hard year's wages anyway, you know.
Okay. And do you win any prizes on any of the scoots that you go out on?
Oh yeah, like, you know, with Crystal and, like, you know, rosettes and that, like, you know, you'll get prizes, like, you know, for best in show, best paint job, best vintage, furthest travelled, you know, things like that. There'll always be a prize for it, like, you know.
Recorded at Farmley on the 23rd of October 2010, with thanks to Deborah Ireland, Deborah Scotland, Celtic Thunder, the Dunedin chapter of Hog, the Harley-Davidson bikers, and everybody who turned out on that Saturday in the Phoenix Park. Thanks to everyone once again.